Initiation. Grandmaster Julie Scott, SRC.
Initiation and ritual are some of the most important aspects of my experience as a Rosicrucian and in my life. The first time I went to a Rosicrucian event was at the St. Louis Lodge. And it was a lodge convocation. The guardian invited me to come into the temple ahead of time to familiarize me with the gestures that we would make at certain points, where we will sit, how we will walk around in the temple. And I noticed his reverence for this place. And I felt the vibrations in this temple. The St. Louis Lodge had been meeting in this temple for decades. So my senses were really alert. We began the convocation and intoned the vowel sounds. This was something new for me. We were all chanting together. And at one point, a bolt of energy shot up my spine, out the top of my head, and I was in this fountain of indescribably beautiful white light. That was my initiation as a Rosicrucian. This was what we've been talking about in these different discussions today, that it's beyond what we typically experience on this plane, beyond what our five senses typically allow us to perceive and experience. And it was a lodge convocation. It wasn't an initiation, but it was my initiation. After that, I participated in the first temple degree initiation. And this is always presented in two parts. And we're excused between part one and part two and encouraged to observe silence. So I went home and I spent some time in a park. It was a full moon and I was just being bathed in the moon, not really on purpose, but just in the park and observing silence. And my awareness shifted until I was the moon. My awareness was at the level of the moon. I hadn't planned this. This wasn't in the Rosicrucian temple. And what occurred in the temple prepared me for this. The initiatic ceremony, the vibrations of the temple prepared me for the experience to attune with another plane of awareness. After this, I participated in a Rosicrucian initiatic journey through Egypt. And when we experience these, we have ceremonies at different places with very special energy along the Nile in the ancient temples there. And it was usually the initiations are for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. So we really move out of our typical perception, our typical awareness through the five senses. And the initiatic journey in Egypt was completely transformative for me, continuing my Rosicrucian initiation. And I stood in front of the Sphinx, and I promised at that time that anytime I was asked to serve the Rosicrucian order, I was going to say yes. And I've done that. I've served in many ritualistic positions. I've been a guardian and a conductor and you name it. I've served in most of the ritualistic positions. I've served as the technician. I've served on the kitchen committee and the open meeting committee. Anytime I'm asked to serve the Rosicrucian Order, I say yes. And this too has been very transformative for me because I feel this circuit of energy between me and the energy of the Rosicrucian Order. Shortly after I returned from Egypt, I was in the St. Louis Lodge and they announced that there was a position available as the manager of the Rosicrucian Egyptian Museum. And my professional experience was very much, it prepared me for that position. And I applied for the position, but I had lived in St. Louis my whole life. My family was there. I had a good job there. And I'm like, if I'm offered this position, I'm going to accept. And if not, no problem. And I had an opportunity right after making that promise to serve the order to apply it, to keep that circuit going. And I was offered the position and I came to work at Rosicrucian Park. And I remember during the interview, I just walked around Rosicrucian Park, marveling at the energy here. The vibrations are so powerful at Rosicrucian Park. I remember thinking, these members who live and work here are so fortunate. And I still think that every day that I'm at Rosicrucian Park, it's just amazing to be able to serve in that way. Shortly after I moved here, I became involved in the California region, and our Rosicrucian region decided to have one of our committee meetings at a nearby redwood forest. And when I was there, one of the members was a volunteer ranger at this state park, and he invited me to place my head on a redwood tree that was nearby. And when I did this, I closed my eyes and I put my forehead on the tree, and all of these symbols began moving in my mind's eye. They were revolving, kind of like if you've seen a slot machine with images going like that, but there were so many of them. And I didn't recognize them. There was something like the Hebrew alphabet and something like hieroglyphics, but they weren't that. And I was just stunned by this experience. And I knew that something had been downloaded, but I didn't know what it was. And it seems that this was more of my Rosicrucian initiation. Shortly after that, I was asked to serve as the Grand Master. And I believe that this download that came to me in that way has informed me and the decisions we're making at Rosicrucian Park about how to take care of this sacred place. For example, since I became the Grand Master in the year 2000, we have been organic and we have removed our very water-hungry lawns and replaced them with native plants. We're saving millions of gallons of water every year by doing that. We have achieved net zero carbon status, supplying all of our own energy now. We've installed solar here. This was not my area of expertise. And I feel that this download that I had at this Rosicrucian Regional Committee meeting which, by the way, was our best ever. I recommend those in parks. I believe that that played a role in my Rosicrucian experience. So in all of these cases, the opening up that took place in the first convocation I ever went to at a Rosicrucian lodge, the first temple degree initiation where I attuned with another plane and became the moon, and the moon entered me. In the initiatory journey through Egypt, where I went all in, and at the Rosicrucian Regional Committee meeting of all things, in all of these, I tapped into another plane of existence, into something beyond what I typically know. I tapped into the unknown. In the Rosicrucian teachings, this source is called actuality. The world around us that we see, everything that manifests in the universe, that's reality, a Rosicrucian definition. And actuality is the source, the original vibrational frequency of everything that exists in potentiality. Pythagoras saw this as, he saw a plan from this in numbers, and Plato saw a plan for this in the shape of forms. The Egyptians saw this as the Amduat, a magical realm of pure potentiality. This source is experienced beyond our five physical senses. Sometimes I would say to newer Rosicrucian members, how are your studies going? And I changed the way I phrase that now, because our goal with setting up our sanctums, having our regular sanctum periods, is to set the conditions for mystical experiences, to set the conditions for attuning with other planes of consciousness. Studying is not a profound enough term for what we do as Rosicrucians. H. Spencer Lewis stated that there's a fourth dimension of space. There's the usual height and depth and width, and there's the vibrational dimension of space. When we attune with something that exists in the unmanifested state, our thoughts activate it into existence. This is that field of actuality. When we move beyond our five objective senses, it allows the flow of potential from us to it and from it to us. This is part of our initiation as Rosicrucians. Having these experiences, sometimes in our sanctums, sometimes in Rosicrucian temples, at other times, any place where we give our attention and sincerity. So in these experiences that have been part of my Rosicrucian initiation, we have many techniques that can help to create openings. That's what that was with the vowel sounds, created an opening. We can use vowel sounds. We can practice various techniques to open up our psychic centers. These are 12 centers in our being of energy and information that vibrate. And we can raise those vibrations so that they are in attunement, in resonance, in coherence with that field. We can also perform rituals that are performed at powerful times of the year, like the spring equinox. We can attune with natural cycles and their power. There are times that are more propitious for certain activities, and we learn those in the Rosicrucian teachings. The monographs encourage us to spend more time in nature in order to create this connection with the highest planes of spirituality or consciousness with which we can attune. There are rituals associated with celestial bodies. In one upper degree, there's a whole series of monographs on how we can attune with particular celestial bodies and benefit from their influence. Last night here at Rosicrucian Park, we had a full moon meditation. The experience that I had with attuning with the moon between the first and second parts of my first temple degree initiation allowed me to attune with another plane. We can open ourselves to something new. This encourages these experiences. When I entered the St. Louis Lodge for the first time, everything was new to me. The feel of the place, the decor, the members of the St. Louis Lodge had reproduced the murals that are on the mural walls at the temple here at Rosicrucian Park. It's like Leo said, our initiation, the first day of school, or when we travel. We are beings who thrive in novelty. Often we cling to the known and we thrive in novelty. We can heighten our awareness to see something new in every moment. We have to remove ourselves from our unconscious programming, though, because often we get going with the same programming and that doesn't leave room, doesn't present the opportunity for these experiences of awe. We can also expand our perception beyond the usual limits of time and space. H. Spencer Lewis created the meditation for the celestial sanctum. And the celestial sanctum is the highest plane of consciousness with which we can attune. That's a little bit abstract, though. So he created a technique so that we could visualize that. But first, he has us ascend above where we're seated, above our town, above our country, to snap us out of the conditioning of time and space. Because where the experience of awe is going to take place exists beyond time and space. Another aspect of my initiatory process has been going all in with the Rosicrucian Order. I was so grateful for the experiences on the initiatic journey in Egypt that I promised to serve the order anytime I was asked. What I did was open myself to giving. This is a foundational technique for people who are practicing attracting abundance in their lives. We don't hold on to our money hoping to get more money. We find ways to let money flow through us so that it then comes back to us. In the same way, when we open ourselves up to attuning with the divine, to tapping into actuality, this field of potentiality, it gives back. We create this circuit. We give and it gives. The more I give to the Rosicrucian Order, the more I get back. I can't keep up. Another aspect of my initiatory experience with the Rosicrucian Order is what I mentioned was a download. that this tree downloaded something to me that I couldn't get any other way. And I've had some other experiences like that since then. And this again is tapping into that field of actuality, that field of pure consciousness. Now, here's what we're going to do. In a moment, we're going to focus on our breath, which helps to communicate to the autonomic nervous system that everything is fine and it can relax. Then we're going to intone the vowel sound om, O-M, om, 7 times. Om causes the pineal gland in the head to vibrate. The pineal gland is considered the gateway between the psychic self and the physical self. The monographs say between the soul and the invisible plane. The pineal gland is at the level about at our eyebrows, but in the back of our brain. Then we're going to attune with the celestial sanctum. And this will be how you choose to visualize it. What we're attuning with is the highest plane of consciousness, the highest vibrational frequency that we're capable of attuning with. This is the portal to the field of actuality. And you will choose a symbol for this that just fills your heart with joy thinking about it. This could be an inspiring landscape, like in a forest or by a body of water or on a mountain or in a meadow, or it could be a building like a church or a temple or a mosque or a Rosicrucian temple. So we're going to go beyond time and space. We're going to project our consciousness beyond what we're used to, into the unknown. Then we're going to attune with this frequency. So we'll begin this now. I invite you to close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths, becoming more relaxed with each exhalation. Now breathe normally and focus on your breath as the air goes in and out of your nostrils. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back to the breath going in and out of your nostrils. Now focus your attention in the back of your brain, in the pineal center. Visualize a radiating ball of energy, violet in color, radiating at the pineal center. Together, we're going to intone the vowel sound om 7 times. Ready? Inhale. Om. You have created the opening to something new that awaits you. Now place your awareness higher. Place your awareness above the top of your head. And now higher, above where you are seated. Above the room you're in, the building, the city, the state or province, the country, and now look back and you see Earth as a spinning sphere. Again, turn your gaze upward, ascend past the sun, past our solar system, our galaxy, to the edges of space and time and beyond. Now, in this place that is beyond time and space, see your celestial sanctum as you have chosen to visualize it, as a landscape or a building or something else. Come to the entrance. Pause in reverence and gratitude. Place your hands on your heart. Now enter your celestial sanctum, this sacred realm beyond time and space. You notice that the vibrations are different here, beyond your usual levels of perception. Your sight perceives awe inspiring beauty. The harmonious sounds ring in your heart. You experience the fragrances throughout your entire being. Everything is vibrating at the frequency of the source of actuality. Now see a ball of yellow light radiating from your heart center. It expands and expands until you are all in, not holding anything back, completely giving of the energy in your heart center. Now, you feel a flow of energy reciprocating from your celestial sanctum. The more energy you give from your heart center, the more energy flows from this sacred source, this high level of vibrations back into your heart, nourishing you. With your hands still on your heart, you know that something has been downloaded to you. Into every cell in your being, from the field of actuality to you. Like a seed planted in the purest soil. To take root and grow and blossom. To flourish throughout your entire lifetime. With your hands still on your heart, give thanks for this initiation at the level of the celestial sanctum. Now prepare to leave your celestial sanctum, returning back toward our solar system, and Earth, to the country you're in, your state or province, the city where you are. To where you are seated. Bring your awareness back to here. And now, so mote it be.